Hello, everybody. This is Donnie Vaughn. I'm here with my brother, Randy, and this is the April edition of the School Marketing Academy monthly broadcast. And this is our second in our two-part series that we're offering free to everybody. So if you're a member of the School Marketing Academy, we're certainly glad to have you back. We hope you're enjoying all of the content during this unique time. For those of you who are new and are not members of the School Marketing Academy, we hope that this these two broadcast messages, the one from last month and this month that we're going to be doing, are going to be helpful for you during this unique time as you still manage your school marketing efforts. As we said before, these are free, available to everybody. But if you're not a member of the School Marketing Academy, we ask you to consider becoming one. It's only $17 a month. We think it's a great value. We've heard from a lot of people that it's a great value. And especially during this time where you have maybe a little extra time on your hands because you're not traveling to work, you've got a little more downtime that you can spend some time looking at our 25 courses that we have, as well as the many other resources that we have available on the School Marketing Academy. So you're listening to this on our page where you can just scroll down and start the sign-up process. So we'd encourage you to do that. Again, it's only $17 a month, so we hope that you'll consider joining with that. Okay, so let's get into our topic. Again, Randy's going to share some more information than what he did last month about how to manage your school marketing efforts online and virtually. So, Randy, I'll turn it over to you.
Thank you, Donnie. And I'm out here on my back porch right now. I've got children at home engaged in a virtual learning environment. So they're in there working, and I thought I'd come outside. And so my neighbors are fairly quiet this morning, but might hear a lawnmower start up, or we have some friendly dogs across the way that love to recognize you when you come out. So you might hear some of those noises. But other than that, we're just going to jump right in, continuing to think about how to present your school in a virtual environment where it may be in certain cases where it's just difficult for families to get to your campus, or in certain cases where there's just a restriction on actually coming to your physical campus. We all know, I've worked with schools for over 10 years, and just about every school that I can think of has always said, and you could probably finish the sentence, if we could just get them on our campus, then we almost virtually have them, enrolled. And that phrase, if we could just get them on campus, has kind of been the bread and butter of every school marketing professional that I have talked to. And so if you're finding yourself in an environment where, whatever the reason is, some sort of limitation or restriction is in place where people can't come to your campus, then we're all kind of throwing up our hands and say, what do we do? Today, I want to share with you some things, some of which are going to be maybe some new things, and some are just reinforce some things. I think, and I mentioned in our previous broadcast last month, the importance of an online presence. You've got to have an online presence, and wow, whenever there is a forced online presence where you're forced to be away from your campus, and all prospective families, future families, they are also not allowed to come on your campus. Wow, you know, it's so important to recognize. And we've all been pushed into this environment to say, what does our online presence actually look like? And I know schools that I've talked to, worked with, they are accelerating their online presence in a way that is phenomenal. So many schools did such a great job, all of a sudden, putting together virtual tours in various forms. And there's a lot of ways to do that, virtual experiences. And we'll kind of review a few of those today. But, you know, your online presence, whether it's on your website, on social media, or other third-party sites, we'll kind of address a few of those things today so you can have a good idea of what I think you should be doing. And so I'll share a few of those things. So let's just talk about your website first. Imagine, you know, we're all like, if we could just get into campus and we can put something in their hands, and then sometimes schools have said, well, we'll hope that they'll use the website as kind of supplemental information. Maybe they'll read a few things on our website, and that'll bring them to campus. And then we can talk to them in face-to-face and really make the hard sell and really get them to commit. Sometimes we get them on campus in a normal environment, and then we say, go back to the website, do a little bit deeper dive into some of the information, and then they'll call us and say, yes, I'm ready to start the application. Where do I go? But now, when you have only the website, you've got to make sure, does your website kind of tell your story, and does it sell your story without the ability to bring somebody on campus? So I would look at your website first and just start thinking about, what is the experience like? I mean, this is a prime time to grab your kids. Maybe if you're sitting at home and you're trying to work and all the marketing in your school, and maybe you've got kids, or maybe a relative. Maybe phone up your sister who lives in the state next door or something like that, and just say, go to our website in 5 minutes. Tell me what you see. I mean, just do some organic kind of research and say, if you were coming to school, what do you see first? I think it's really interesting to think about. I mean, you think about going to a website you've been on, 5 minutes is almost way too long. You might even cut it down and give email out a link to your homepage and give some people instructions and say, I want you to set a timer on your phone. Here's the link to our website. 2 minutes. 1 minute, something really short, and say, when you do that, then email me back and say, what did you see first? What was the first thing you clicked on? When you got off of that 1 or 2 minutes, did you actually, what was the most compelling thing you saw? Or what was you visually drawn to? I think do that kind of research. I think this is a great time to do that. People are in an environment that we're in now in the spring of 2020, people are at home and they are clicking on, they're online. And so this is a great time to do that research. So to do that, but then start looking at, okay, how do I tell my story? You know, what are we about? For years and years, you've seen me write about it. If you're new to our marketing blog, you can probably go back and look at blogs. You can hear me say this in podcasts that we've done over the years, and in any number of videos or webinars that we've done. There's always a place for information. Websites are chock full of information, but rarely does a family make a decision, especially I'll call it a $20,000 decision, based on information alone. What they usually need is inspiration plus information. And that's the story part. That's the emotional part. That's the, does your school solve my problem? Will it do that? Now, I need the information. I need to know what kind of AP courses you offer. I need to know if you offer dual credit. I need to know what the student-teacher ratio in kindergarten is going to be. I need to know that information stuff, but I need to know, do families who go to your school find it valuable? Do your graduates go on and succeed in college, not just getting into a college of their choice, but the college of their choice, and they thrive and they stay there? Do they do that? What is the parent experience like at your school? Is it better than the one I'm currently at? What is the, you just kind of go through the list. Does my school solve the problem that parents have? And so every parent comes to your website with a need, problem, pain, frustration, or fear lingering in their mind somewhere. And information does partly answer that question. It maybe supplies some information to help them overcome a fear. Maybe it helps them to what they're needing some information about. They get it. But by and large, you've still got to have the inspirational part. You've got to have the testimony part. You've got to have the emotional part. So make sure you have that. I think even before the spring of 2020, when COVID-19 came in and forced everybody to stay at home, I think we were already moving well into 2019 and especially into 2020, to where video did not have to be the studio-produced, slick version videos. You could go through and record something on your phone and be real casual. I think a Generation Z, millennial kind of younger family they grew up with these devices, and they grew up making videos and experiencing and talking with people on cameras on these videos. This is not something that should be hard to do for them, to watch a video of you just on your phone. So don't be afraid to just pull up your iPhone and record a video. And then you might even say, hey, maybe you go up to campus and record it, but you can also record it in a nice environment in your home. You can drive up to your campus, even if your school is not necessarily physically open and the wind's not too bad. You might be able to stay outside and record a video there on the football field or something like that. But record just a casual video. It doesn't have to be studio produced. But make sure you can tell your story there. But collect some video testimonials from families. Ask them to record some things. But also showcase some of your student work, too, especially in an environment where students are doing things virtually. Show what's happening at your school. So stories like that are good. These are academic stories, academic successes, but also social successes. And I know in an environment where you can't get out and be social, and there's social distancing, it's still opportunities to show, how do your students engage in this? Maybe they're doing you've seen the parent parade where they drive through a neighborhood and cheer for somebody or a birthday, and they all drive by and the whole poster's up. Show a video of that. You can show them your students gathering together in a social distancing approved method of tailgating in a church parking lot or a grocery store parking lot, where they've all got their Chick-fil-A and they're just 6 feet apart and they're just trying to socialize together. If you can do those kind of stories. Now, in certain environments, that may be counterproductive because people want people to stay at home and they want to see their kids out. But if that's still something you think is good, show them in that environment. Show them on Zoom interacting with their friends or on FaceTime. Kids are creative. They're going to find ways to communicate. Show what's happening. You want to showcase what's going on in your school. So your website's a great place to start to do this. As I transition to social media, all those videos that you're creating, all that stuff goes straight to social media too. Again, most people are probably online and in some social media platform almost every day, especially in this environment. You just see people more and more, and I get the sense we're recording this about a month into our kind of shelter at home environment, and people are bored. People are seeing the same things over and over, so it's a chance for you to step out and show something different. The memes are fun for a while. Some of the same pictures of Zoom classrooms all on the screen, those are fun for a while, but now we're looking for something different. So show things that are happening at your school. I saw one school the other day had an art project that they were completing at home. So what students are still able to do under the tutelage of this was an AP art class, if I remember. They were still getting instruction from their art teacher, and just virtually, but the students were producing things at home. Even the elementary art students were doing the chalk on the sidewalk, kind of like a stained glass almost, and creating projects like that, doing some real creative things. And so show what's happening. Show those on social media, get that out there, push that out there, and don't be afraid to post things that really showcase not only information, but inspiration. And as far as information, be sure and post on social media regularly. In whatever way you can answer this question, but if you're open, if your admissions team is working, post that, because a lot of people have the assumption when they hear the government say schools are closed, they just assume your office is shut down and you're not accepting anybody or not even talking to anybody. But make sure you put regularly out there, hey, our admissions team is available via email. You can talk with us on the phone. We can set up Zoom conference calls. We can do any number of ways to answer your questions. And there's some families who maybe are already looking in the springtime to transfer for the fall, and they're out of town. They weren't going to get to come to your campus anyway. They were going to have to do somewhat of a virtual experience anyway. But then there's other families that just want to, you're starting the process, and you might be able to get to the whole conversion process and get them to start an application before they ever step foot on campus. But there might be at least some people who say, I still want to walk the campus. Well, maybe if things lift up in July, June, whenever that date is, maybe even early August. But if you've already had a conversation with them, maybe they've had a chance to visit with a parent or a student, maybe even done a little bit of an interview with some of your the high school principal, whatever they need to do, even then, get all that stuff out of the way so that they can go ahead and be ready come August. Because we don't know how long it's going to last. Come August, we don't need to start the process with people. So you want to communicate on social media regularly that you are open. You are open, and you're having conversations. And if you have a Zoom call and the family's willing to at least put their face on there, even if they don't put their picture or their name, maybe you can ask them, do I have permission to take a picture of us Zooming our interview together, you know, something. It's where you can just show people that you're actively working to admit new students for the fall. So social media is a great place to do that. I think I'll just talk a little bit about the third-party sites. Mainly, I'm talking about the review sites. There's some things Google's doing to limit the reviews right now, but there's still places to, and I don't know if that's on every school. I checked one school the other day, and you could still leave a review. But other schools or other businesses that I've heard are that Google has limited, maybe even turned off the ability to review that business. But as long as it's possible, have people review your school online. Because, again, online reviews have always been important. But now more than ever, people are just looking, until they can come to campus and visit, they're going to do whatever they can to research online. And so they are looking for, again, what's being said, what's the value, what do other parents say. And so this is easy to do that. Let me think about the, you know, Google is one place. Yelp is another place that's continuing to be important. Apple, if you have your Maps feature on your Apple iPhone and you click up the map and come to the school, well, Apple work with Yelp, and they import all the reviews about your school into the map. And so when somebody, if they were to drive by in August and want to come to your school, they also see all the Yelp reviews. So you want to make sure you have some good, strong Yelp reviews. Google, Facebook is another place that's still getting recommendations. They call it reviews or recommendations. You still want to have an opportunity to do that. And if you get any of those reviews on any of those sites, even Facebook, that doesn't necessarily show up in the feed. So you want to take a picture of that or take the text of that and redesign it into a little, nice little graphic that stands out. You may not even be able to put the entire review. If somebody writes something lengthy, you can just take a, you know, kind of a pull quote, what we call it, just a few sentences or so, and share that on social media. Put that onto your Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all those places, so that other people can see that what's being said about you by your parents. So that's something that I think is really important to do. I will share a tool that I've seen at a couple of schools, and the school that I work out with where my kids go is using it, but it is called PeerPal, and I think it's very interesting. It's just kind of brand new, but I'm not an affiliate for them at all. I've talked to them at length, and I like the concept of it. There is it's a fee-based platform, but you're essentially, and I'll do a quick little sales pitch for it, but the idea is on their platform. It's not on your website, but it's embedded on your website. But on their platform, your parents, you know, approved parent ambassadors who you've trained know how to do this, you allow them in a special kind of online platform for families to just chat with them. It's a private conversation. Matter of fact, part of the deal when you sign up for it is you realize that the parent has an agreement with the other. If two parents are chatting, a current parent with a prospective parent, part of the agreement is the school will never actually see a transcript of the conversation. I know that makes some people nervous or makes some people kind of say, well, I want to see what's being said. Well, the whole point is to give parent to parent an option to have this really free conversation. I like the concept of it. I've seen it work just briefly. I'd love to see this take off in a lot of schools. Again, the PERPAL, P-E-R-P-A-L, is the name of the tool. I just really like the concept of it. But again, if you're thinking, well, we don't have the money for that, or maybe that's not the way you want to do it, at least put yourself on a website to say, how do I create a system for parents to talk to other parents? So maybe you just, maybe you kind of create your own system of saying, you know, we've got to maybe make it available on your admissions page. To say if you'd like to talk directly to a parent before you talk to anybody in admissions, here's three names of people. Click a form, and as soon as we fill out the form, you know, we'll put you in contact with that family, and they can reach out to you. You know, that's something very simple you could do without having to use this other platform. I like that concept, so do that. Make coaches available through this. It's not through this PERPAL, but it's just the concept of you're essentially trying to make yourself available, make people recognize and be aware that you are open for business and you are talking to people, and coaches are able to talk to, once the family makes contact with the school and says, yeah, my daughter's interested in volleyball, well, then let's put you in touch with the volleyball coach. Let's make sure it's clearly stated that our volleyball coach is eager to visit with you via Zoom or FaceTime or something like that. And so you want to be constantly looking at things like this. So these are the kind of things as we close up. Just wanted to remind you, I mean, some of this stuff is so timely right now, but it's been necessary for years now. It's just this forced season has kind of accelerated our need for that. And to some extent, honestly, for a lot of us, a lot of schools, I mean, it's certainly exposed that we were not quite ready for an online-only presence. And I don't think that we're, you know, assuming we always kind of wonder what the new normal is going to be. I suspect for many years there's still going to be part of the new, whatever the new normal looks like, families are still going to want to come to campus and see it. I mean, I think that's just normal. But in an online world, increasingly online world, there's decisions being made. You hear people making college decisions like that. They don't, because of the cost of travel, even in a normal environment where you have freedom to travel, it's just simply the cost. People will make decisions to go online. As they look at K-12 opportunities, they might very well be doing the same thing, and especially those younger families who are so engaged online. There's such a trust. They operate, and their world is online, so they have a higher trust value in the things that are presented online than maybe somebody who is an older generation who still wants to see face to face. So this is all that kind of accelerated our need for it to be online. So if you can follow some of these steps, virtual tours, virtual experiences, show videos, interviews, any way that you can experience, somebody can experience your school online, I think that's critically important. And so I'll turn it over to you, Donnie, but thank you for joining us for these broadcasts. And again, like Donnie said, if you are not a member of the School Marketing Academy, I would encourage you to do so. And Donnie will tell you just a little bit more about that as we wrap up.
All right. Thank you, Randy. So as Randy said, we are in unique times and have got a lot of different creative ways that we could have the ability to stand out right now. There are a lot of different things that Randy mentioned that are easy to do, that just take the creativity and time of your marketing team, of yourself. And this is a great opportunity to do something different, do something unique, do something that stands out. And in some cases, do something that you've been meaning to do for a long time, but just frankly, quote, haven't had the time. And now we've been given that extra time that you might have that you didn't have before because of meetings and travel times and so forth. This is the time to take advantage of this. These opportunities, as we look back, I heard somebody say the other day something to the effect of, after all this is over with, you're going to find out who it was that took advantage of the time to do their very best, and you're going to see the people who use this time to basically do nothing. And it's going to really separate schools, businesses, etc. those are able to adapt. And this is your opportunity to do that. So I think besides what Randy shared this week, or this particular month's broadcast, but go back and listen to the previous month's broadcast, and it gives you a lot of great ideas. So we'd really encourage you to take advantage of those two free things. If you're not a member of the School Marketing Academy, we'd be giving you March and April now. And so we hope that you'll find that to be helpful. And again, as Randy said, this is the kind of content that we've been putting out on the School Marketing Academy for years. You can see a variety of courses. You can see a variety of these monthly broadcasts that we've done. You can see some other resources out there that talk about some different tools and resources that we use. And we hope all of that is something that will make you think. As somebody wrote to me earlier this week, this is an amazing resource. And I thought that was a great quote. Hopefully they'll also take advantage of this and sign up. You can go to yourschoolmarketing.com/SMA. Or if you just go to yourschoolmarketing.com, look at the very top or on your menu in your mobile device, and you'll find a link there to the School Marketing Academy. Again, $17 a month. We think that's a great resource, and so we hope that you'll take advantage of that. Okay, as we close out, we just want to thank everybody for listening to these. We hope and pray that you're safe and doing the things that you need to do to be responsible during this time, so that we can all get through this. But we hope that this is good information as you look to market your school online and in a virtual environment.